This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not a great day, however, to be the proprietor of a for-profit institution of higher education. Today, the federal government laid down some new rules for for-profit colleges. They fall under the rubric of what is known as the gainful employment rule. In a nutshell, here you go. If a school graduate's loan payments add up to 20% of his or her discretionary income or 8% of their total paycheck, that school could lose its access to federal financial aid. And that would be big because a lot of for-profit schools get a whole lot of their income from federal financial aid, which is to say, from us. Arne Duncan is the Secretary of Education. Mr. Secretary, good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
This is your second go-around on these regulations. You're tightening them down a little bit. Why'd you feel the need to do that now?
We just simply think it's the right thing to do. We want to protect students from being burdened by too much debt. We want to protect taxpayers who are making a massive investment in these programs each year. And we want to see strong programs grow and expand and serve more students and more communities. And we want to see programs that aren't doing a good job either improve or cease to exist.
When you say cease to exist, would you reach in and shut down some of these programs that aren't doing what you want them to do?
We absolutely will have that ability if they don't improve over time. And the goal is not to play gotcha. The goal is to put in place some minimum thresholds. And the majority of programs we think are doing a decent job. But when people who are working hard end up in a worse financial position when they started, with debt that's unmanageable, with training that doesn't lead to real jobs, that for me is basically immoral, quite frankly.
So here's the broader philosophical question then. What do you do about the debt loads, not for kids in career schools that are targeted by these regulations, but in the broader higher education system in this country? Because, the kids at UCLA, I'm here to tell you, some of those aren't going to meet these debt load requirements, and yet UCLA is not subject to these rules.
Yeah. I travel the country. As I go to the grocery stores, I go to the dry cleaners. I hear about it everywhere I go. And this is not just in disadvantaged communities. This is, hardworking American families. So there isn't a simple answer. There are a couple pieces of this. First, we want to continue to invest in making higher education more affordable. And as you probably know, we put an additional $40 billion into Pell Grants in the first term without going back to taxpayers for a nickel. So we want to continue to invest ourselves. Secondly, we have to challenge states to reinvest in higher education. And during the tough economy, many states walked away from that. The final piece is we want to provide much better information to young people and their families. What's a grant? What's a loan? Not what the one-year cost is, what the four-year cost is. What are graduation rates? What do those look like? Finally, the president has challenged us in the not-too-distant future to come up with a rating system when we're looking at questions of like access and affordability for higher education.
I want to get to the ratings thing in a minute, but let me ask you about universities and their role in this. You, and I don't want to insinuate in any way that government has to do something about the high cost of education, right? That's not what this question is. This question is this. You are a guy who can call the president of Harvard University, your alma mater, and you can say, Drew, Dr. Faust, I don't know how you address her, are you kidding?
Madam President.
Madam President, fair enough. The question is, are you kidding me? $58,607 for tuition for the 2014-15 school year? Come on.
Yeah, it's actually interesting because you take an example like Harvard where the sticker price, the tuition is high, but they actually have an extraordinarily generous scholarship program and low-income students can basically go to Harvard for free.
Which I totally get. I picked on Harvard because, A, I had Dr. Faust on the program 6 weeks ago and I asked her that question and she said, we give lots of grants. But we also talked about Harvard's role and her role and the tippy-top layer of higher education in this country as role models and leaders for the rest of the system.
I spoke at the commencement of Arizona State last spring, and Arizona State is containing costs. They're attracting more low-income and minority students. Their graduation rates are going up, and they are graduating with skills to get great jobs. But yes, we need to build upon that success and replicate those best practices.
Let me ask you finally, Mr. Secretary, about the rating system that the White House has proposed that has
To be clear, we haven't proposed it yet.
Is true. You have it has been talked about, shall we say.
Yes.
And you guys have gotten clobbered for it. And there's been some, backing and forthing on this one. Do we really want higher education in this country? And I appreciate the need for transparency and disclosure and knowing what you're going to get for your money. But do we really want higher education in this country rated, as one of your deputy secretaries said not too long ago, like a blender?
I don't know whether that's the right analogy or not, but let me just say this, that we as taxpayers, you and me and all your listeners, we invest $150 billion in grants and loans each year to make college accessible. And to think that we can make, as a nation, an investment of $150 billion each year and not have any sense of transparency or accountability, for me, that's not fair either to hardworking taxpayers or to young people and their families trying to make smart decisions.
I know I said that was the last question. I lied. Here's the real last question. Should everybody in this country go to college?
I think every young person in this country has to have some form of education beyond high school. So I always say whether it's four-year universities, two-year community colleges, trade, technical, vocational training, if young people drop out of high school today, they're basically condemned to poverty and social failure. There are no good jobs out there, as you know so well, the economy has changed. Yeah. And we want to lead the world in college graduation rates. Once again, we want to attract and retain high-wage, high-skilled jobs. And the only way to do that is to have the best educated workforce on the planet.
Arne Duncan is the Secretary of Education. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great day.